Hello, welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Being a musician can be tough, the lifestyle brutal. Apart from trying to create and then build an audience for what you're creating, there's the intense competition. And the music business has long been dominated by men, especially on the business and production sides, which means all too often women artists have even bigger mountains to climb. Which is why the Seraphine Collective is becoming more and more important to female-identified artists in the Detroit area. This is a Michigan nonprofit group of women working to promote inclusion in Detroit's music and art scene. With us now, two members of the Seraphine Collective, Dina Bencoli, welcome.
Hi.
And to Rachel Thompson. So good to have you both with us.
Thanks.
I'll let you start, Dina. How do you describe the Seraphine Collective?
Seraphine Collective is basically a feminist music and arts collective based in Detroit, and our mission is to foster camaraderie and a space for underrepresented people in the music scene, which is mostly women, LGBTQ persons, people of color, who are normally or way too often kind of left out of the conversation.
What does that look like, that being left out and not having kind of a safe space to just be?
Basically having to work much harder than men do, not being taken as seriously when they are coming to shows. People think that they aren't even able to use their own equipment, being catcalled.
I think it's just access to opportunities, which is a large problem. It's the people that own the venues. It's the people that are doing booking. It's promotion. Even like recording studios, oftentimes it's who you know. And sometimes it's kind of hard to break into a scene if you don't know the right people.
But even as you're trying to do that, and I'll kind of get back to that whole sexual undercurrent, there is someone I know firsthand that had been booked to perform at a venue, was very pleased about that. And then several weeks in, the owner comes in and starts hitting on her. Oh, see, I'm seeing you pull faces. Not a new story, is that?
No.
So what is the Seraphine Collective able to do to make that not happen, Rachel?
Basically, the shows that we book, we always make sure that we have women. One of the things that we've started doing at some of our shows is that we've created a safe space policy. We had a festival last July called BFF Fest. We created a safety team. So there were people who worked in shifts every couple of hours who were kind of keeping an eye out and making sure that the policy was enforced. And they were available if anyone was feeling unsafe in any way.
Whether audience or artist.
Yeah, audience or artist. So something that we're hoping to do in the future is continue on with this safety team and create community dialogues that we hope to have in different places across the city where we start to gather stories of people's experiences of harassment within the music scene. And then something that we hope to do with that is create maybe like a zine or a training of some sort where we can offer that to venue owners, bartenders, door guys, just giving them actual stories that have occurred at their venues.
Dina, I know the collective kind of came to be in late 2013. So there's about 3 years now of activities. What are some of the initiatives or the actions? I know you mentioned, Rachel, the BFF, Best Fest Forever, right?
Yes.
But what are some of the other ways that the Seraphine Collective is active?
We mentioned we present shows at local venues around town. We're trying to get our own venue, but until we do, local venues have been really open in receiving us and allowing us to book shows. We also have a quarterly zine and mixtape. So we'll have local bands and artists, as well as traveling bands that are playing our shows, contribute to a mixtape. We actually make cassettes. And put them out so we can really showcase what's going on in the local scene and kind of give people an opportunity to put out a cassette. The zine, we have local writing and artwork, reviews that we publish in a printed zine. We have a monthly DJ night at UFO Factory. The first couple of nights are actually DJed by our, quote, baby DJs. We actually had a DJ workshop called Beat Match Brunch, and we taught how many DJs did we have, Rachel?
We had 8.
We taught them how to DJ pretty much, and now they're out there DJing around the city, being awesome.
And this is all for female-identified artists? Is that the idea?
Yes.
What about genres?
Any genre, really.
All comers welcome.
It started out mainly as a rock collective, and we've kind of been trying to branch out more recently. One of the ways that we've been trying to branch out is by doing interviews that we post on our blog, which is how the Seraphine Collective started to begin with. And then also on the mixtape, we've been trying to curate it a little bit more to include techno, house music, hip hop. And that was another thing that was really important to us at our festival this past year.
Dina, what is the role in your mind of musicians and artists in helping to strengthen Detroit?
I think we have a really great music and arts community in Detroit. Music and art really help bring people together. Whether you do music or art yourself, it's something that a lot of people are interested in. It's something that naturally kind of brings people together.
And we need a lot of that.
Yes.
We need a lot of that. And Rachel, I know social work and social justice is part of your life. What can the Seraphine Collective, do you think, mean for social justice and for neighborhoods?
Well, kind of tying it into the last question, something that I think is extremely unique about Detroit is how tied activism is to music. I do a lot of grassroots organizing in my neighborhood in Southwest Detroit, and I would say that pretty much every activist I meet will also then be like, hey, would you also like to come to my DJ night or come see me perform at my hip hop show? Or, you know, everybody's an artist who's an activist, who I know at least, who I do organizing with. That is definitely a way that music can connect people in Detroit. And as Dina was saying, it's just a way to form actual authentic relationships with people instead of just, hey, let's have this protest or hey, let's do this. I think that having fun together and listening to music is kind of a very important first step in organizing in the city.
Do either of you ever think that through the work that you're doing with this collective, like the Seraphine Collective, so a safe space for women-identified musicians and artists to create and to be and to express themselves, could that work ultimately lead to not needing a Seraphine Collective anymore? Would you like to put yourself out of business, I guess I'm wondering, where we just are artists and it isn't a matter of needing to have that kind of safe space?
I guess ideally in a world that could be equal like that. But we also are very focused on people of color and LGBTQ people, so who are, you know, a smaller portion of the population. So in a fantasy future where everything is awesome, maybe, but for the next 50, 100 years, I think there's still a lot of work to be done.
I think we'll be around for a minute.
Would you like to replicate what you're doing in other areas in Michigan?
Yeah, we definitely would. I think that we already kind of are. I mean, for the festival, at least, we've brought in people from a bunch of different places outside of Detroit. And even going beyond Michigan, something that we've begun to learn is that there are a lot of other groups doing similar things, and we're really hoping to be able to connect with them. Who are the groups in Canada?
There's Babley Shades in Ottawa. There's a festival that actually happens around the same time as our festival, BFF Fest, called Slut Island. And we are definitely hoping to link up with them next year and kind of have an exchange. So, yeah, we're definitely reaching out to more collectives, and we're hoping to have some real concrete, like, exchange of ideas. And
who do you hope might hear us talking and say, you know what, I'm going to SeraphineCollective.org to check them out? Who do you hope to hear from?
Everyone. Yeah. Any feminist, activists. I think it's really cool when people come who have never played music before and who really, really have always wanted to but didn't feel like they could, because we've seen out of people who have met through our meetings, people form bands and play. And that's something that is also really important to us, not just promoting bands who are already super cool and people mm-hmm. like them, but being able to uplift people and encourage people when they're maybe not quite as good yet.
Yeah, definitely. As someone who plays in bands, I'd love for people just to come and meet others and form bands or maybe make their own groups or collectives just to expand our universe of...
Well, I realize that you've got a voice and your Seraphine Collective is going to help you try to get that voice out there.
Yeah, it's just creating opportunities for ourselves and others. And it's definitely possible. I think being in Detroit right now is like a really unique time because so many things are possible, not just in terms of real estate or things like that. It's just as a city that's very receptive to arts and music, we can make things happen. And it's really, really inspiring and fun.
Dina Van Coley and Rachel Thompson, board members of the Seraphine Collective. And you can learn what they're up to and how you might get involved very easily. Just go to SeraphineCollective.org. That's SeraphineCollective.org. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.